Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I'm not about to play a guitar, I just have a microphone stand that looks like I am, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Gramercy Theater on Monday, July 2nd, 2 Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, I went on a three-city tour with Graham Elwood, and the audio recorded on my phone was too shitty to share on the podcast, so I'd just like to do a quick recap right here and now. In Tulsa, at the IDL Ballroom, Graham defeated Dylan in the Leonard Maltin category Mad Props. The correct answer was Last Boy Scout, where Taylor Negron got killed by a propeller. Then Andrew beat Graham on Holidays Gary Marshall Hasn't Ruined Yet. The answer was Halloween. In the state of Denver... Denver, yeah! Tim, who goes by the name Manny Interests on Twitter, Manny Interests, he beat Graham in the same name category, naming Crash with zero names, and securing a seat in the Doug Loves Movies taping at the Comedy Works in Denver on August 12th. And in Oklahoma City on Doug Benson Day, Graham... It's a real thing that I insist is a real thing. Graham defeated Mitch, Joe, and Wesley. Oh, before Benet beat him in the category Prometheus, and the movie with a prom in it was Mean Girls. Now it's time for Doug Loves Movies fake trailer contest number 2 announcement. You guys are the first ones to hear it. Yeah, this plops in a few days. I had so much fun with last year's fake Santa Size Me trailer competition. I've decided to do it again, and the winning filmmaker will get to be a guest on Doug Loves Movies in Los Angeles and help to pick who the other guests will be. Airfare and accommodations not included. Or you could be a guest on Douglas Movies if it comes to your town or near your town. We'll work that out later. Fake trailers must be 2 minutes or less. Last time I got like a 5-minute trailer for somebody. 2 minutes or less, and the winner will be determined by me, and I'll probably be high. Now, here's the title of the fake movie and the premise. It's going to be called I Dream, one word, small I, capital D, Ream. I Dream of Siri. I Dream of Siri. And it's the story of a person who finds a magical iPhone that has a Siri that grants wishes. And whatever you go from there, it's up to you. Put your trailers on YouTube by September 1st, and I will announce the winner on the September 7th episode of Doug Loves Movies. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Progrestinator tweeted, Madagascar 3 was like sitting through a puppet show done at a preschool where the kids aren't cute and their parents don't like them. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Oh, big New York City announcement, you guys. Big announcement. I will be returning to this very theater, the Gramercy, on 23rd Street in New York City on Sunday, August 19th, to record The Benson Interruption at 4:20 and Douglas Movies later that night. And Vic Garcia will not be a guest. I promise you. Tickets are on sale right after the show. I think you can buy them as you leave if you're that into it. All right, before I bring the guests out, got some amazing guests, as we always do here in New York when I do the show here. I would like to do a quick... They wrap the mic cord around the stand to help the performer, but it ends up being a puzzle that I have trouble solving. All right. Oh, I'm free as a bird. Feels so good to move around. All right. I can't get close enough to you to lean in and have you talk into the microphone, but we're going to have two people for a very special audience edition of Watch This, Not That. Let's ask this gentleman right here in the glasses. What's a movie that you like, sir? What's a movie that you enjoy? You watch it and go like, I like this. I know. Some Like It Hot. Interesting. Went super old school on me. Then again, you are holding a hat. Let's go to Steph with the... she's got a pillow with Doug Loves Movies logo on it that's been crocheted into it. I just want to nap right now. What's a movie that you enjoy, Steph?
The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride. Oh, this is a tough one. This is a very difficult one. Oh, what do I do? Some Like It Hot or The Princess Bride? Princess Bride is a very enjoyable motion picture that girls tend to like a little bit more than boys, but boys like it because it has sword play. So that makes it sort of okay to like it. But what I don't like about it, to be honest with you, is I don't need to have an old man read a story to me. I could have done without Peter Falk's a great actor, but I could have done without his parts. And of course, the kid from Wonder Years. But also, Some Like It Hot. Oh my God. hilarious movie. And from a long time ago. And therefore, I think it needs a little bit more promotion. Like, it needs a little extra push in this day and age. So watch Some Like It Hot, Nah, The Princess Bride. This has been a very difficult... This has been the Sophie's Choice of Watch This, Not That. It wasn't that hard. I think Princess Bride's a little overrated. Rob, he's called Rob. I could call him Rob. That's what he goes by. Rob Reiner. I think that he is a fascinating case of filmmaker because I think each movie he makes is a little less good than the one he made prior to it. It's just a theory that I have. It may get thrown off by a couple of movies, but that's just my theory. All right, let's look in the prize bag, you guys. Let's see what we got. There's some amazing... amazing and strange array of prizes. One of my guests signed his inhaler, and I worry about him for the entire show. Another guest brought a T-shirt that if I show you, it'll reveal exactly who she is. Another guest brought, this is kind of interesting, a personal note that was written to him by Justin Long. You know, from those movies that Justin Long has been in. Dodgeball is probably my favorite of his films. Yeah. He wrote a nice long note to one of my guests, and he's giving it to you as a prize tonight. One of the more eclectic prize bags. And then a book that, if I say what it's called, will probably give away who that guest is. And then all of my usual bullshit. I got a Smug Life sticker for my new record that's coming out tomorrow. And downstairs after the show, Smug Life stickers for everybody here that wants one. I also have a Metro card that I used today, so it's no longer valid. It was only good for 2 hours. I've got a drink coupon for here at the Gramercy for one drink of your choice. So choose the gallon of whatever. And this was given to me by somebody at one of my recent shows, the Colorado Alternative Medicine group gave me a koozie with that written on it. We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. We got my first record, Doug Benson, Professional Humoredian. And we've got, of course, the new one coming out tomorrow, Smug Life, double CD, the same shit on both CDs. I mean, sort of. It's me attempting to perform the same shit twice. And please give a big warm welcome to my awesome guests for this evening that I know that you will very much enjoy. We have Michael Ian Black, Dave Hill, Nikki Glaser, and Jason Mantzoukas. They are just so happy that Vic Garcia isn't here. The most instantly hated guest in the history of my show.
Oh my God.
But let's not dwell on that. Let's talk to you guys and how excited we're here for you. Dave Hill, he brought a copy of his book, Tasteful Nudes.
Thank you.
New York Times bestseller.
Yeah, it's the best book.
Best book, according to the New York Times?
I checked. They didn't even put it in the list. They're like, it's the best book, which is great for me. Thank you.
And Nikki Glaser contributed a T-shirt that has her face on it and says, Nikki Glaser.
Soak it in.
That's a sexy item.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see that
like a
wet T-shirt contest.
You can do whatever you want with it.
I'd like to see that wet T-shirt contest on you.
Oh, no. Please, Jason. Now, you brought your inhaler.
Yes, I did.
What is that about?
I
worry for you that your inhaler is...
Nah, come on.
In this bag.
Guys. Let's be cool, right?
All right, I'll put it on top, so it's nearby if you need it.
I'll be fine. Just you're like, if you get it and shit goes down for me, I need you to rescue me.
I could just see you on the subway tonight.
Oh, God.
What noise do you make when it happens?
And that person who won it is just like, psh, 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 psh. Like someplace just wasting all of it.
Well, it doubles as a Febreze, right? You could freshen your home with it.
For a slightly albuterol-y smell in your home.
And Michael Ian Black is the one who brought the note from Justin Long. Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of famous people, and Justin Long is the least famous of those famous people. So that was the personal note I was most willing to sacrifice.
You have kind of a long-distance relationship with him, similar to the one he portrayed in the film with Drew Barrymore.
I didn't see that film.
It's called From a Distance, and I believe the opening theme was Bette Midler's From a Distance.
Go the Distance. Wasn't that, it Go the Distance?
Yeah, Going
the Distance.
Going.
There we go.
I did not...
Bette Midler's From a Distance was the theme song.
Yeah. It should be. Why would it be? It's got to be in there.
Yep.
It's from Beaches or some shit, right?
Beaches or some shit.
Yeah. So can I read the note that Justin Long wrote to you?
Sure.
Out loud so everybody knows its contents?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Michael, I was just reading a little bit of your new book and it made me too horny. So I had to put it down. I miss you and wish I were here till 7 so I could give you a squeeze. Send my best to... Hope all is well, Justin. And then he wrote his phone number at the bottom. So that's very generous of you to give this away. Super duper generous.
That was the phone number that he shared with Drew, so I think that's no longer his phone number, but it is Drew Barrymore's phone number.
Perfect. So, you did not bring a copy of your new book.
No, I forgot. I wrote a new book called America, You Sexy Bitch, which is co-authored by Meghan McCain.
Yes, she's a known Republican.
She is a known Republican.
She was born that way.
Yes. And I was...
And you get along with her.
We get along great. We're BFFs now. We went on a road trip together last summer. We wrote a book about it, and it's called America, You Sexy Bitch. And it's not as good as Dave Hill's book, but it's still a good book.
It's a great, great book, though.
Oh, thanks, Dave. But
mine's a better book, though.
It's totally in the ballpark. Don't worry about that. But there is one that's better.
One.
I'm just playing along. I've read neither book. But I know about Dave Hill's book that it's not co-authored by the enemy. So that makes it slightly better. But she does... I've seen her on the talk shows and stuff, and she seems almost reasonable.
Oh, yeah. She's on. She's closer to being reasonable than any Republican you're going to meet. She's this close to being reasonable, you guys.
Let's go down the line and just, you know, talk about
the book we've written.
First of all, Jason,
yes,
you're in The Dictator.
I am in The
and
Dictator.
And you stole that movie, and I want to know when you're going to give it back. Because, I know, it's a corny joke, and you can't agree with it. Yes, I did, Doug. But people must be responding very favorably to your work in that movie.
It's been good, or
you get the extra pat down at airport security.
That I always get the extra pat down. That always happens. But no, everybody, it's been very nice. People have been like, I've gotten a lot of like, hey, you got from the movie. It's nice to be in New York and have that happen. It's either that or Rafi from the league. Rafi! Oh! That happens.
There you go.
That's nice. That's nice.
That's
but
very
I still
cool.
get like a full blown hand job at the airport when I go through. Like, this is my dick. And the guy.
Wouldn't that be awful if all hand jobs were the back of the hand?
But this I keep trying to want to think of a great thing to say, which is this is how a fetish is created. Never stop. One guy was like, hey, these are great jeans. What kind of jeans are these? And I was like, seriously? This is what you're going to say while you're literally touching my dick right now?
They're the soft kind.
No, yeah. They're the kind of jeans good. With my dick in them. Bro.
They're called seriously, Jihad they do, by they Tommy Hilfiger.
What's that?
I just had a really good joke that you talked over.
Oh, Michael, I'm
welcome
so sorry.
Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. It's amazing any of us ever get one off without anyone else stepping on it, but that was a good one, and I appreciate it. Dave Hill, it's your first time on the podcast.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to
have you.
This is one of those bookings that came about through Twitter. People started tweeting both of us about what a great pairing this would be, and then it happened.
Yeah, the people have the power, Doug. Thank you. Someone tweeted it, and then you said, yeah, you agreed to it. I was really happy about that.
Yeah, I know you've been out promoting Tasteful Nudes.
Yeah, I have this book out right now.
Is it ranked?
What?
Is it ranked?
Is it ranked?
Did the New York Times rank it?
No. What happened with that? It's the best. We cover this. It's the best book.
I have a question for both of you. Do publishers just say, could we have a misleadingly erotic title? Do they beg for that, and then inside you just do what you want, and there's no nudes and no sexy bitches in either of your books?
In my case, there's nothing misleading about it.
Because America is a sexy bitch.
No, it's just full-on dick and pussy the whole way through.
Yeah.
It's in the D&P section of your local bookstore. Isn't it weird, though, have you gone into a bookstore and looked for your book and seen where they put it? Like, is it in the... What is it in? Humor?
Mine's in classics.
MIB, where's yours?
I'm not going to do better than that, so I'm just going to...
When we put out a Marijuana Logs book, it is more often than not in the horticulture section of the bookstore, which cracks me up. It's a lot of fun. Nikki Glaser's here, everybody.
Hi. Hello. That was nice.
She's got a new show coming up on MTV next year with her podcasting partner from You Had to Be There.
Sarah Schaefer,
that's right.
And it'll be on in January.
Yeah, that's how TV works. You won't see it till January. So remember to watch then. Try to be excited in a very relaxed way because there's no reason world might not even exist by January.
I know.
According to some people.
I thought about that.
December something, right? Yeah. I should book a show that night.
Which episode are Dave and I on?
The one where there's a crime that has to be solved if we don't kill each other first.
Can we be
on
that one?
Our book club episode.
What?
We haven't decided who's we're going to cover yet, though.
Okay.
When Sweeps Week, probably. I would think.
Yeah, we're saving that one.
They have that?
Yeah, they got that.
Sweeps Week. It's a whole month now. Yeah, they really expanded it because it's so much fun for everyone. And also, I should mention, Nikki, that you are in a motion picture that I enjoy and a lot of the listeners are aware of. Jordan Brady's documentary, I Am Comic.
I Am Comic,
You're the Where's the Weed At girl.
Yeah.
Where's my weed at? Uh-huh. That's like all you say through the whole movie. Where's my weed at?
Do I say that ever?
No, you don't. You don't ever say that, but it's still, still funny to show a realistic depiction of a comic in a condo on the road.
Yeah, it was miserable.
Waiting for weed to show up.
Yeah, and it did. Someone recently, people always say to me, do you worry that documentary, like, you look really poor in it? And I'm like, I was, so, and it's a documentary, so they nailed it.
But now you're in the 1%?
But now, yeah, I worry.
You're a total 1%er now?
No, not yet. not even close.
2.5?
I don't know.
Jason, have you been to the movies lately, like in the last few days?
Last few days?
Yeah.
No, but, I mean, like I saw Prometheus a week or so.
Oh, sure.
A week and a half ago.
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was... not good.
Rated NG.
I give it an NG on a scale of G to NG. I thought it was like a lot of good stuff. It was like if Damon Lindelof wrote it, so it's a lot like Lost. Lots of great ideas, lots of good stuff, kind of amounted to nothing. Right? It looked pretty, though. It was gorgeous.
There's some Smartron 5000s who like to act like it's the smartest science fiction movie ever made.
I didn't get it.
And it's got a lot of odes, and mentions to other things. And
sure.
It's like, as soon as I'm sitting there trying to figure that shit out, I'm just like, well, I'll go, you know, across the hall and watch something that's fun.
Yeah, I'm with you up until the abortion machine.
That was the best scene in the movie.
Right?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Abortion machine, then out.
After that, I'm like, snooze. Who
you
cares?
Lost me at who no cares? Longer being an abortion scene.
Yep. Because they set it up. It's like Chekhov's rule about a gun going in the first act. You got to see it and go off in the third act. They're like, oh, what's that machine do? It basically can do any medical procedure, probably an abortion. And then, oh, wait, here we are, third act. She's got to get in that machine and have it rip the alien baby out of her uterus.
Yeah, and nobody hangs
sexy.
Out. Nobody hangs out near that machine to make sure nobody misuses it.
Nope.
Like it's nope. pretty much there like a goddamn photo booth. If you're, you know, and you're super drunk and no one's just, like, you look ugly right now. They're just like,
once
no,
you're drunk
no problem.
Enough,
go
you're
ahead.
Getting in there. But no, that's it. That's really it. Because at that point, once you've seen the abortion and jerked off, you gotta leave.
That's right. You're no right? longer, your interest in women and erotica is gone, so what's the reason of staying?
There's that app that tells you, like, where in a movie you should pee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put an app that's like where you should jerk off in the movie.
The where you should jerk
depending
off and
depending on
leave.
What you're into.
Where you should jerk off and leave.
Yes,
like,
and
that's
leave.
The ultimate experience.
And, then, and you're supposed to go like, done, and then walk out. At the end of this podcast, I'll tell you when it is for Brave.
Can you do the blackjack dealer's version of done?
I think that's a magician's version of done.
I'm telling you, those blackjack people have to, like, for the cameras, they have to act like, I did nothing to these cards, I'm walking away. And it's the same thing with masturbating in theater.
Yep.
I did nothing to this dick.
Yep. It just went off on its own.
I do have to get away from this mess, though,
yep.
because that is disgusting.
And I'm ashamed.
Have you been to the cinema, Nikki?
Yeah, I am.
What'd you see?
I saw Annie Hall.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, let
At
me back up.
Forum.
Let me back up.
Yeah.
How's the time machine working out?
You got
that
bill?
You got that bill
machine. It ended up being in a time. No.
You saw it in a motion picture house?
Yeah, the film forum.
A lot of other people?
A lot of other people.
Like a packed house.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was great.
You don't get to see those movies in a packed house.
It was really fun. And my dad, like, on the way there, my dad was like, I saw that 35 years ago, like around the same time. It was like kind of cool. I was going back in time. It was great. It was the first time I'd seen it.
Wait, you watched it with your dad?
No, I was just on the way there and I told
him.
Oh,
you talked
to
him.
Yeah.
All right.
And it was good. May I say this about it? It was good. It was a first date, which was, it was awkward. And in that movie, it's like a weird first date movie.
Why
because
was
it's
the,
all a
was
first
the
date.
First date your adopted son?
It's not in that movie, does it?
Oh.
But no, and then, but they have the thing, in the, they're on the way to dinner, him and Diane Keaton, and he's like, let's just kiss to get it out of the way so we can digest our food. And we were both, we hadn't kissed yet, and we were both like, oh, I at least was like, that's going to be my line at some point. So the movie finished, and I was like, let's just kiss and get it over with. And it worked. Isn't that good? It's a good first date movie. It just
yeah,
broke
girls really need to figure out a way to get a guy to kiss them. Like, how the fuck
ballsy.
Am I going to pull that off? I better come up with a slick line, like, it just
it's
happened
hard.
In that movie.
Sometimes it's hard. They don't do it. You guys don't do it. So we gotta tell you.
No, that's a good point.
But sometimes we do it and they're like, please, what are you doing?
Oh, I thought I'd do it early in the day to get it over with and hopefully that everything will work. Do you like to go to Rome?
That can happen.
That's a it's brilliant. Like, that's a it's brilliant. Like, it's Pat
it's
impersonation.
Pat. It's Pat as Woody Allen.
Relationships are like a shark. They gotta keep moving or they will die.
Dave Hill, have you been in the movies?
Yes. Well, I realize this doesn't count, but I saw Children of the Corn last night. And those kids were such dicks. Like, you wouldn't... I don't know if you've seen... They were just total dicks. The whole... Anyway, but that doesn't count. Though I feel the experience was cinematic. My watching of it. with my dick out. I saw that Jiro dreams of sushi in a movie theater. Hands down, best sushi-based movie you will see all year. Yeah. Or I would go as far as to say, like, fish-based movie that's not animated. Best of this year. Yeah.
It's better than salmon fishing in the Yemen?
Okay, it's the second best fish-based movie. You would agree.
Sexier than The Cove?
Well,
that wasn't this year.
All right.
wasn't sexy. Oh, I get off to Dolphin Murder. That's at what point do you jerk off and leave the theater during The Cove, Jason?
Oh, when they get them all in that, when they're getting them tighter and tighter in, and the dolphins are all rubbing up against each other.
Oh, it gets so tight.
Oh, just a seething sea of sweaty dolphins with their fucking blowholes exposed. Done.
And he's off to validate his parking ticket.
Because I parked here in New York and need to be validated. A joke that never works in New York.
I'm telling you, though, yeah, you're right. The dolphins, they're like, you know, that's what's so sexy about them is they're always wet.
Goddamn.
They're always ready to go. You don't have to.
Slimy, wet blowholes.
Sweaty dolphins.
They're always fucking. That's why they can never have to forget it.
Did you see Dolphin Tail? The porn version? Guy got a lot of Dolphin Tail.
Yeah. And was arrested for what he did to those dolphins.
MIB?
I saw two movies this past week, one with my children, one without. With my children, I saw Brave. And then without, I saw The Art of Rap, which the documentary hosted and directed by Ice-T about the art of rap.
That's like the Jiro dreams of sushi of rap movies. I think. How are we doing on time?
Gonna need you to stretch, Dave. So, which was more badass between Brave and the Ice-T movie?
Because
one sounds more like a refreshing beverage than the other.
You know, people know me for my freestyle rap, obviously. And so it was nice to see a film that celebrated the craft of being an MC. Anybody can be a rapper. You know what I mean? Like Dr. Seuss was a rapper. They make that point in the movie. But not everybody can be an MC. I'm an MC. Dave's a rapper.
I'm the DJ. We talked about this.
You're a DJ because you're terrible at rapping.
But I'm still street. You know that.
Your street, he's and in terrible. Fairness, your beatboxing is mwah, magnifique.
He's terrible at rapping, but he's good at holding headphones on with one shoulder. So you recommend both of those films,
Michael? I would say The Art of Rap, you can wait for it to be streaming on Netflix. If you have children... and they don't mind watching you jerk off, see Brave in the theaters.
Fair enough. I saw Ted today. And since people like it, I'll just keep my opinions to myself. I have some questions. It certainly got funny parts. I can't argue that. I would see Ted 2 on day one. Like I like the way the Ted character looks and acts and behaves, and I'd be happy to see another movie with him in it. But
him, the teddy bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like maybe he could get a new. I like Mark Wahlberg. He's good. He's very sincere. as you know. That's like his go-to thing, is being insanely sincere. So, insere isn't a
thing. Insanely sincere, insere.
Yeah. And so he's good at that. Like, he's good at and the whole time, the bear seems very, extremely real. Like, it's very, very, very well done. But I just wonder why everyone is so all right with there being a talking bear. Like, it's like in the early part of the movie, they go, he became famous for being a talking bear, and then everyone got over it. Just like, and they describe it, they go, just like they did with Corey Feldman. Corey Feldman is a person. A fucking talking bear is never going to get gotten over by everyone who meets said talking bear. I don't care if you're a hooker or Sam Jones from Flash Gordon, you're going to go, that's a fucking talking bear.
Why are you screaming at me?
Because you are the most bear-like on this panel.
People this weekend have been like, hey, are you that bear from Ted? I heard you worked on that.
But it's clear it's a stuffed bear, right? It's a toy stuffed bear.
It's a teddy bear.
Who has gained sentience, and everybody's like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Everyone is so down with it. Like, right. He was famous when it first happened, and now we're just used to it. A magical spell made a teddy bear talk. Let's move on. There's the debt. There's joblessness.
Still, looking me dead in the eyes while he does it. Like, he could engage you guys, the rest of the panel, just like as if I wrote Ted, which I did not.
I don't want to yell at them. You guys on stage, you're part of the problem. They didn't do anything. You're responsible.
Can Ted be killed? Do they address that?
Spoiler alert.
He gets leukemia?
He is... No, he's a teddy bear that has come to life magically. Why would killing him work? Like, even when Mark Wahlberg is punching him, I'm like, why would that hurt?
Does it hurt for the pillow?
Can I ask a question? Does it hurt for Corey Feldman?
It would hurt Corey Feldman, yes.
Does Ted have a soul?
That's why I want to see part two. Because they don't get into that.
And yeah.
I know that he might. So that's interesting. That's funny. If they killed him off, Meghan McCain would probably flip out. Like, that's how could they kill that bear?
Didn't really make that much sense, but I'll go with you. Yeah, that would be weird.
Didn't make sense at all. Terrible reach. Does anybody hunger for games?
Wait, as in the Hunger Games?
No, it's just an expression I use.
All right. Because I'll do a game about the Hunger Games.
I used to say, would you like to play a game, which is from War Games.
War Games, of course.
And now I say, would you hunger for games?
Hunger Games, Katniss Everdeen.
4th of July is coming up this week. People were saying to me, can you say, does anyone want a Patriot for games? And I was like, no, Hunger Games is more popular, so let's stick with that. Been doing that. So let's play A, B, C, D's Nuts. People love it. It's hard to do in front of an audience. We'll start with you, Jason, then we'll go to Nikki, and then to Dave, and then to
a movie that begins with A, correct?
So you will get the letter A. That's correct.
All right, Avalon.
That was a good one.
Right?
Barry Levinson, right?
Yeah, yeah.
B for Nikki.
I don't know if this is a movie.
What? All the B movies in the world, you're
I
going with
one
that
one
might
until
not
this
be
came
a movie.
To my head. This is
think
and
of
I don't
another
know.
One. Just go.
Brigadoon. Is that
Brigadoon
a movie?
Was a movie, yes.
I thought it would be. Thank you.
It was a musical they made into a movie.
Can we just guess movie titles?
No, I thought it had a feeling.
I would think she'd come up with something in her lifetime, but, you know, as long as you get it, you got
time
it.
Time machine.
C to Dave.
Cujo's with a C, right?
Who?
Yeah.
Cujo.
The hit movie Cujo. Yeah.
I thought you said Kudrow, which is a K, as we all know.
No, that's...
Kudrow. Michael gets...
that documentary on
D.
Lisa Kudrow.
D for Die Harder.
Whoa.
I didn't go for the obvious.
He's showing off with that. I don't know if that's the right title, but... E to Jason.
Every Which Way But Loose.
Nice. Monkey giving the finger.
Forrest
Classic.
Gump.
It's an orangutan.
Forrest Gump didn't give the finger to anyone, but that's the correct answer. G to Dave.
The hit movie Gattaca.
Gattaca.
Thank you.
Ooh.
People love that movie.
I thought the title's not very good. Gattaca. Well, I don't know.
What should
they
have called it, do you think?
No way. That one guy's crazy. Or something.
There's not enough honesty in movie titles like that. No way, that one guy's crazy. Rated R.
The sequel to Dude, Where's My Car?
Michael gets the letter H.
Hannah and Her Sisters.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I.
Ishtar.
Mm-hmm. Were you an extra in that? Were you somebody's baby?
How dare
were
you?
Were you a bearded baby?
How dare you? How dare you?
Jay goes to Nikki.
Just Married.
Wait, who was in that?
Ashton Kutcher, Brittany Murphy, rest in peace.
Oh, I saw that.
I say that I say either of their names. Rest in peace. All right. K to Dave.
Kicking and Screaming.
Which version?
The arty version.
Yes.
It's very...
The Noah Baumbach version.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Michael gets L.
The Adrian Lyne production of Lolita.
Not the one with James Mason.
No. That one's bullshit.
I'd like you to take... Okay, sorry.
Manhunter.
Okay.
Nell.
N for Nikki goes... Nell?
Yeah.
Nikki decided to go full retard.
I went for it. Rest in peace.
M to Dave.
M.
Yeah. L. Oh, N.
O.
Oh, sorry. N-O-M.
Oh, God, part two.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God, part two.
Right?
Very clever.
Kind of a ripoff of my Die Harder joke, but...
It was an homage.
Okay.
Wasn't it called Oh, God, You Devil?
You're out.
No. No.
I'm just saying. That's just my opinion. I don't know if it's fact.
Oh, God, part two. You devil.
Devil.
Book
oh, yeah,
two.
Book two, even.
You're both out.
It's
no.
Yeah, I'm out.
That's the saddest
I'm
guy in the room. Saddest guy in the
two
room.
Over.
Book two.
Hey, I'm out.
You know what I did? I fucking corrected them on that Oh, God title. I was the one that knew it was book two. Probably gonna kill myself tonight. Life's not getting better. Life's not getting better. I had my moment.
Don't kill yourself, dude.
I took a shot.
No, don't kill yourself. Don't do it. It'll take all the fun out of this show.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
We'll miss you.
All right. Oh God, book two was the second one. What'd you call it?
Oh, God, it was just
part
the first
two.
One.
Oh, God, part two. Okay, so you're out.
And I got greedy.
Oh, God, You Devil was the third
failed
one.
Failed homage.
That was the third one when George Burns was like, I got to play more than one part. If I play one part, I'll die.
And it didn't save him because in the end, he did die, you guys.
It kept him alive through all of 94, and he reached 200, which was his goal. You wanted to live to be 200. All right, so Dave is out, and so you still have an O title, Michael. Yeah, you get stuck with the O's.
I didn't know it was going to be that.
Yeah, think of an O.
Omega Man.
Mmm, good. Except it's the Omega Man. Jason?
So do I have to do O now?
Yes.
Okay, once.
I saw the Broadway musical version of Once the
How
other day.
It?
I loved it.
I loved
it.
It
was
movie.
Awesome.
I loved the movie.
There's
guys.
A pub on the stage that you can go up on stage and drink at in the before the show and during the intermission.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, and then the
can you get belligerent? Why don't you shut up? Sing a song, pretty girl.
I don't think they'd allow that. They have people like with headsets on that are like very stand over there, like they tell you what to do. But it was a fun experience. I had a good time. I recommend it.
Thanks, man. Cool. We're the only two people here.
Pee, Nikki. I know. I keep staring intently at him. Just trying to keep track of him. That's all. Just doing a little.
Not to be. Don't
just
worry.
Doing a little. My don't everyday. Worry.
Homeland
everyday
Security's
profiling.
On it. Homeland Security's on it. Don't worry.
Oh my God. I saw the trailer for The Watch, you know, which used to be called The Neighborhood Watch,
yep,
but they changed
too
it.
Soon.
They changed it because of Trayvon Martin. They changed it because of Trayvon Martin. Wow.
They did.
To just
that's
The Watch.
True.
But it, and it's about aliens coming down, actual aliens from space, and that's who they end up having to fight.
Hooded
still,
aliens.
Yeah. Well, they do have hoods on, yeah.
Okay.
But.
Oh, no. Oh. How dare you?
But they're trying to distance themselves from Trayvon Martin, and then in the trailer is somebody at the regular dispatch going, "Hey, you don't need to follow through on this. You guys can just go home. You don't have to chase these aliens. We'll yep. take care of it." It's in the fucking trailer. I know. I agree with you. I think.
The other thing that I thought was distasteful in the trailer is when they kill Trayvon Martin.
He was standing between them and an alien, and something had to be done. Oh, Lord. Okay, P to you, Nikki.
P. Pan's Labyrinth. Pan's Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm. Q, Jason.
Quicksilver. Kevin Bacon rides a bike.
I saw there's a new movie with...
Joe Gordon-Levitt does it.
Rides
yeah.
a bike.
Yep.
Maximum Rush or...
Premium Rush.
Premium Rush. Best kind of rush you can have.
Yeah. Because I don't want just a fucking maximum. I want it to be like a really Tony Rush.
Yeah.
I want it to be premium.
The trailer's great. I hope the movie can keep up that moment. It was like...
We're going to find out. You
like,
and I.
Run, Lola, run. We're going together.
Hey, asshole. Fucking the rock band Rush is the best Rush you can have.
I
got your ass handed to you.
I don't disagree.
You're not the asshole.
Wait, what, me?
Yeah, you're the fucking asshole.
I like Rush. I like high-pitched things.
All right.
Nikki, you have the letter P.
I like high-pitched things.
No,
P.
No. You keep going backwards. I don't know why.
I'm trying to learn the alphabet backwards to get through field check sobriety points.
So good.
So I keep practicing here. So, what letter are we on?
R.
No,
R. R.
R. R.
Quicksilver. I did Quicksilver.
She did Quicksilver. Yeah, yeah.
He did.
So,
yeah,
so who's
out,
more
dude.
Wrong now?
Whoa, guys,
take
let's
it easy.
Not freak out.
Run, Ronnie, run.
Mm-hmm. You like that one on the balcony? S.
Steel Magnolias.
T. Three. Two.
The Godfather.
Oh, yeah. You can use your
all
thumb
the
there.
All the you'd ever want.
You.
Up in the air.
V. V.
Vision
V
quick.
For Vendetta.
It's for vagina, yes.
Oh, yeah.
W.
War Games.
X.
Xanadu.
Y.
E.
Three. Two.
Yes.
What?
I can.
Yes, man, would have worked, but you're out. Nikki is our winner.
Oh, by default.
That was an exciting one.
Really good.
So fun. I always put after the first A through Z, not always, but just recently I started putting a twist after that, so you guys didn't get to that point, so I didn't have to use
you
it
just,
yet.
You just pick a random letter after that?
Something like that might happen.
Okay.
Last week it was numbers. It went to name a
oh,
new movie
good.
That begins with 1, 2, 3, like that. Mm-hmm. So people are submitting fun twists on the internet, and I'm
yeah.
stealing them.
But it sounds like we just weren't that good at it.
You got
we
all
didn't even make it.
I
you
mean,
got
I
all
was.
The way through almost.
Well, we didn't.
Super close.
I didn't have a Z. It wouldn't have been.
You didn't have a Z?
I didn't have. Not at the point where you failed.
Yeah, I'll think of one. Z.
Zebra head.
We bought a zoo.
Zoo. That's funny.
Of which we bought.
Right? Somebody gets terrible at the game right after winning. Like just like it's like a guy shooting his load and then be like, I can't.
I can't watch the rest of this movie. I got to get out of here.
That's it. I have to leave this cinema before law enforcement makes a big deal out of it. It's just a little bit of jizz in some lady's hair. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? You don't notice. Too busy watching Hunger Games.
That was the last time you did that?
No, of course not. I mean, have you seen The Raid? Movie's sexy as shit.
There's a new movie. I can't remember the title of it now because the title, when they said it, I was like, what? It was like Flight Plan Changes or something.
Sure, Flight Plan Changes.
I'm telling you, it's as bad as that. It's Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. What's it called?
It's got a crazy
title. What's it called?
It's a new David O. Russell
movie. It's like a memory test, yeah.
It's Silver Linings Playbook.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Makes no
sense. The single worst title.
No, what's the worst title? The one that's out now that's like best hotel.
Oh, best exotic marigold hotel?
No, thank you.
Yeah, because no movie with Judi Dench should have erotic in the title or exotic. It's exotic, right?
That movie, I feel like
she's not exotic or erotic. Yeah. She's neither.
I feel like that movie is mistranslated from a foreign language back to English.
But yeah, Silver Linings Project.
Playbook.
Playbook. Is about Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence are beautifully retarded. Not retarded, but they're mentally ill. They have problems. Yes, they have problems. They can't fit into society. They find each other.
Oh, they're Nels.
That's the thing, is they learn their lesson from Tropic Thunder. It's as retarded as you can be without being fully retarded.
Oh.
They just stepped it back to...
Like ordinary people.
The Oscar zone. It is very ordinary people.
No, one was Sean Cassidy. Big man came and pushed me in the water.
Oh, that's People Like Us.
Oh.
But
and it's a TV movie, so shut up about it. isn't Doug Loves TV movies.
I was just going to say, are you still doing Doug Loves TV movies? Because I want to do Quarterback Princess. Helen Hunt.
Everybody wants to
play football.
Everybody wants to do Trilogy of Terror. A lot of people want to do Joan Rivers' TV movie. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
The Girl with Everything But, I think is what it was called.
Oh, it's not about her. She's just in it.
She directed
it. It's about
her. Oh, wow.
Joan Rivers made a movie. Stockard Channing starred in it as a fat lady who is being treated mean by a lot of like cameo famous gentlemen, including Ed Asner. And when she gets cosmetic surgery after a terrible accident, she's beautiful. And she goes back and murders every guy who is mean to her. And it was directed by Joan Rivers. I don't know why people don't talk about it more.
Wow.
It is fucking amazing.
But there's the even weirder one where Joan and Melissa play themselves.
Yeah, that's much
weirder.
Dealing
with Edward's suicide, her husband, her actual husband and Melissa's father's suicide.
Yeah.
And they just relive that on screen.
That's definitely weirder and not fun at all. But the one I'm talking about is worth checking out.
It was hilarious.
I'm sure it's pretty funny. That'd be a fun movie to maybe interrupt sometime. But let's play some Build a Title, you guys.
I love it.
Let's do it. Nikki gets to go first, and she won. And I think Dave's probably a little more up to how the games work. So we'll go to Dave, and then Michael, and then Jason. And your first title, Nikki, is suggested by someone named Nug13 on Twitter. And the title is Black Dog. So you need a movie that ends with black or begins with dog.
If I throw something out there and it's not what it does work, If it's
does or out,
is there,
don't
isn't
worry
there
about
like
the...
dog hotel? Hotel for dogs. Never mind. Okay. Can I start over? Or am
yeah,
I out?
Talk us through it. Pretend you're on like
again?
A game show and
black
make it
dog.
Make a guess when you have a guess.
Okay.
Black dog. Dog. I repeat it like that's gonna help. Dog. Blank.
Men in Black dog.
Oh yeah, there you go. All right, we go to Dave. You need something that ends in men or begins with dog.
Can I do Men in Black dog day afternoon?
Yes.
I nailed it. Thank you.
So Michael needs something that begins with noon or ends in men.
Okay, so a few good men mm-hmm. in black dog day afternoon.
Yeah. So we'll call it few good men. And speaking of Bradley Cooper.
Yes, I fucked it.
You took his man-mouth virginity. Like, you made out with him.
Yeah, and I...
Do you think that's why he's insane now? Did he want more?
I think once you go black, ..
All right, Jason, you need something that ends in few or begins with noon.
Ends in few.
Yeah, so that's probably...
Begins with noon.
But why not
There's
up?
A movie about close calls called Few.
Few, so
Or begins with noon, so that's... This is a tough corner you're in right here.
Yeah, this is like... This is... Oh, boy.
Yeah, you might be shut out on this one.
Okay, so it's...
Blank few, or noon, or afternoon. Is there an afternoon delight movie?
No, I thought of that, but I don't think there is. Isn't. And I can't do that, right? Because it has to start with noon.
Well,
it has to be
afternoon.
Noon something.
Do you know something that starts afternoon? I don't think anyone starts with afternoon. So
I can't
do. You probably have to go with noon.
Noon. I don't have any. I think I'm out.
Okay.
Can anybody help me? No.
All right, we'll go to Nikki. We'll go to Nikki, see if she can do it. There's nothing at stake, really.
But a few good men, so you could take So something.
I guess so. Something We normally draw. Hey,
oh,
why do
shit.
You? And also, it's not pronounced the same way.
Oh, you can't. It has to be pronounced.
Yeah, easy A wouldn't work because it's not called a few good men. I guess it is if you're weird. If you pronounce things weirdly. Are you going to go see a few good men? Not just any few good men, a specific Mr. Potter.
Flawless. Flawless Alan Rickman. Flawless Alan Rickman.
Be quiet, McClane.
Hans Gruber, Alan Rickman.
All right, so this is a big fat dead end on this one, I think.
No, there's got to be. I think Easy A works.
I don't think it does.
Easy A.
What I get on the test, did I get a B or an Why do I talk so stupid if I'm in line for a B or an Dave, do you... shush
oh,
it!
Oh, that's good.
People are so helpful.
In the, you have done in the, that? In the Could audience. You have done Casablanca?
I dropped the A. I say it should start with few, but, you know.
What about something like...
It's my opinion.
Nephew.
Yeah, that would be something, maybe. David, any... Dave? Do you have anything, Dave? All right, we'll give this point to Michael. Michael gets the point.
Wait, no.
Wait.
You can check that. You can verify this. A few good men in black dog day afternooner. Nooner.
Nooner?
Yeah.
Who saw Nooner?
The original.
All right, Michael gets the point.
To be a movie, though, no? I mean, yes. No, straight to DVD.
One? Did anybody think of one that fits? No?
There was the Casablanca wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was good. Gattaca.
Magnolia.
But those aren't, that's
Days
not the
of
other
Magnolia, few no. good men, yeah. That's yeah, it, cute.
That,
Days
that
of Thunder.
Work.
All right. Possibly.
I think we ended it at the right time. Let's do another one. Let's start with, since Michael got it, we'll start with Dave and move towards Nikki. And Dave, your starting title, suggested by Mike Gene Mose and Eno Head, two different people suggested this around the same time. Manchurian Candidate. So you need something that ends in...
Oh, man. I'm
man.
I'm going to hit this one out of the park.
Ends in man. Doesn't have to be Manchurian. Could end in man.
Oh.
Or begin with date. Candidate. And please, audience.
Rain Manchurian Candidate.
Rain Manchurian Candidate. I like it. And we go to Nikki. And you got...
Hard Rain Manchurian Candidate.
Hard Rain Manchurian Candidate, Jason. So you need to end in hard, which you don't whenever
hard
you go
rain,
to see
Hard Rain Manchurian
Brave.
Candidate Night.
Date Night.
Right?
Date Night. Starring Nick Kroll.
Yes. Top billing goes to Nick Kroll.
Wahlberg's in that. He's like, I don't know what's happening. Okay, Michael?
Can you repeat the title thus far?
Mm-hmm. Hard Rain Manchurian Candidate Night.
Okay, so Die Hard Rain Manchurian Candidate Night.
Nice. Dave?
Die Hard... Wait. Die Rain... Man, I'm adding... Can I just go to the end?
Candidate Night.
Of the Living Dead.
Yes. Nikki, you got dead or die? Die or dead? D&D. Blank die... That seems like a dead
die
end.
Die or dead.
Or dead something.
Dead.
Dead.
No.
Dead.
Wait, what's before dead? The living dead.
Living dead.
No,
yeah.
That's not going to work.
That's not going to do you any help. Settle in the audience.
Dead.
Dead.
Oh. Okay. Dead. Wait.
Say it.
Dead Presidents? Is that a
yes.
movie? Yes. We did it.
A lot of people don't know that, but even the title of the movie had an exclamation question mark. an exclamation question mark. Dead Presidents? Okay, so we go to Jason. Ends in die or begins with Presidents.
Never say Die Hard. Never say die. What is the...
How There's a movie called Never Say Die.
Never Say Die is a James Bond movie. Am I right?
No.
No?
That was Never Say Never Again.
What's Never Say Die? Oh, I'm out then. I thought it was.
That's just an expression, I think.
Yeah, that's just what we all said
you know
in
what?
The green room backstage.
You guys were supposed to have my back.
All right, so you're out.
Aw. Aw.
Michael, do you have anything that ends in die or begins with Presidents?
Sure.
Or dents?
Yep. Kay. Absolutely.
Okay, and that is... Let her rip whenever you're ready.
Oh, I did not realize you wanted me to do it now.
Yeah, just say it loud now. Now-ish would be good, Mr. Potter.
I got it.
Okay, here we go.
It is...
Big answer.
Never say die.
Dave, do you have anything for this one?
Live and Let Die.
Yes!
Yeah. Thank you.
Live and Let Die Hard, Rain Manchurian Candidate, Night of the Living Dead Presidents. Nikki, you need something that ends in live or begins with Presidents. Or Dave will get the point in this round of Build a Title.
President's Day.
Have you been here?
It's
Wait a second. Wait a second.
It's the next
Who's in
Valentine's
it?
Day series.
It's the next Gary
Where
Marshall
everyone
movie?
Tries to is find Gary love Marshall, on President's Day.
Is Gary Marshall in pre-production?
Yep.
Yes. Oh, gosh. No, I don't have one.
That's All right, Dave gets the point that round.
Yep.
It's coming together beautifully. Okay, this was submitted by Kurt Clark. Kurt looks a lot like...
It doesn't, really.
Kurt. Seriously, look at it. Kurt. You're right. Kurt Clark suggested...
Clark.
You know, Kurt.
Kurt Clark.
Since Dave got the point, we'll start with Michael and then come around to Jason. The first starter title is Things to Do in Denver. Denver, yeah! Things to Do in Denver when you're dead. Things to do in Denver when you're dead. So you need something that ends in things or begins with dead. And I can think of one for each. Maybe you can as well.
All right. You know, just go with things to do in Denver when you're dead zone.
Yes.
Wild zone. Things to do in Denver when you're dead zone.
Very nice.
Into the wild things to do in Denver when you're dead zone.
Even better. Dave, you need something that ends in into or just in. In
oh,
do.
Oh.
Or begins with zone. Zone Diet the movie. Ooh, I thought of a good one.
Wait.
What do you got?
Cabin.
The movie Cabin?
Cabin.
It's not in the woods, it's just a cabin.
Are you just saying the word cabin? Not part of the game, just saying the word cabin?
I'm just happy to be out. You know,
Dave, you're still a shut-in, right?
Well, I got the bracelet, and I can't hide it back later.
Okay, so Dave is out.
Mm-hmm.
I go to
Wait,
Michael.
Cabin's not a moot. How's no one seen that?
You ready?
Yes, sir.
What's the title as it stands right now?
Into the wild things to do in Denver when you're dead zone.
All in to the, what is it?
All in.
There's a movie called All In?
Yes, there's a movie called All In.
And people in your audience have your back on that. Is it a poker movie?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Oh my God, Queen. It's such a good movie. It's terrible.
All
is it good?
It's a poker movie. Wild. All right, so we got All Into the Wild.
That was a bluff, a poker term. That was a bluff. I figured there had to be a movie called All In.
There's people that were...
It's being confirmed.
They insist, yeah.
Wait, was that the documentary?
Straight to video.
It was the pseudo-documentary, right?
No, that's a different movie.
That's a different movie.
Don't make fun of him for being correct.
I'm doing exactly what he sounded like.
That was dead on.
Oh, God, book two.
All right, well, you got away with it this time.
Because it's a movie.
And also because it doesn't matter.
So I have either
Jason, you have
all
to end
or zone.
All.
Now, can I do...
Or begin with zone, yeah.
Can I do Legends of the Fall?
Yes, you can.
Oh, that was mine.
I was counting on you to do that.
Legends of the Fall,
Legends
blah,
of the
blah,
Fall
blah,
into
zone.
The wild things to do
Legends?
On your endeavor while you're dead zone.
Or zone.
Yeah, Legends or zone.
Legends.
Zone.
I have no idea. Zone.
All right.
No.
Count it down.
Yep, I'm out.
3, 2, you're out.
I'm just going to take it. Yeah.
All right.
No count.
Who's still left?
Me.
Legends.
And?
Me.
Okay.
I'm about to blow it wide open, though.
All right, Michael.
Man on a Legends of the...
Oh, my God.
Fall into...
Yeah, 4 taps. That's how impressed I was. Man on a Legends of the Fall into the wild things to do in Denver when you're dead zone.
Solitary
Jason.
Man.
What? Where does
Solitary
that...
Man, right? Isn't man the first?
Yes.
Solitary man on a ledge, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. So now Michael needs something that ends in Saul. So if there's a movie about an old Jewish man that you could think of. Solitary. Or begins with Z-own. Z-own. You got anything, Michael?
Yeah.
What do you got? Bring it.
I don't have anything.
You know you can do this.
There's an easy one, right? It's just waiting.
Oh,
there.
Sure. Z-own.
Yeah, I got it. Own. you're dropping the bait. I mean, I felt like it was should have been over with Man on a Ledge. Because that was awesome.
That was pretty strong. Sometimes you gotta. Sometimes the game keeps going.
Well, that's stupid when the game keeps going.
You gotta step up again.
I'm out.
Solitary man.
What, I should know? You're telling me something?
I'm telling you nothing. I'm not helping at all.
Solitary?
Yeah, that's tough.
Pet semi-solitary?
Pet semi-solitary. Pretty acceptable. I think you got to go with the zone end.
I know, but I can't think of like right. Don't mess with the zone hand.
Three, two,
I'm out.
One. Jason gets the point. And I was thinking of things to do in Denver when you're dead. Zonely you. So only you.
Oh.
That's what I thought of. Yeah, owning Mahoney would be a good one for extremely, you know, unheard of gambling addict movies starring Philip Seymour Hoffman. All right, we got a very tight race. Everybody's got a point except for Nikki. So Nikki has a chance to jump in here and make it a four-way tie and extremely exciting. We gave that point to Jason. So let's start with Nikki and then move towards Jason. And ZC Casey suggested Fireproof, which is, according to him, stars a shithead named Kirk Cameron. I've never seen Fireproof, but I can confirm that Kirk Cameron is a shithead. And so you need something that ends in fire or begins with proof.
Man on fire.
Man on fire. All right. Jason, you need something that ends with man or begins with proof.
Begins with proof.
Mm-hmm.
Man on fire, proof of life.
Yes. Michael, ends in man or begins with life.
Fucking solitary man.
You are a dirty, dirty player, and I love it. Solitary man on fireproof of life. Dave.
And times of Brian? No, wait.
Settle down, wait, everybody.
No. No, wait, I'm not going with
Let's,
that.
I'll play Alex Trebek. I need a more specific title. And I need you to sign up for some life insurance.
Solitary?
Yep.
Oh, I got one for that.
Solitary man on fire, proof of life.
And how to live it.
You were right there with the Brian thing.
I said it.
You backed off of that. You said it wrong, though.
Oh.
Life. Can't say it right.
I'm so hammered right now.
Life.
Life according to Brian.
Life according to
Brian.
Brian. Okay, yeah. You're out.
No.
Who's next, Nikki?
Yeah.
Is life.
What's it called, Nikki?
I don't know. I was thinking of a different life.
Huh? Life something.
Wait, I had one. Now
life something. Let's say you think you might die. You'd need a life something.
I just had one. Damn it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You lost it?
Yeah.
Can you find it real quick?
Yeah, I will. Hold on. Life. Life.
Three.
No.
3, 2, 1, you're out.
Life
Jason.
Of
Life of Brian.
Life of Brian, that was mine. God. The according, then I started thinking according to Jim.
Wait, I made it more complicated.
I have, that was.
Is my ride here? Wait, it was way easier than I made it.
I was trying to push you to lifeboat. Yeah. I was trying to get you to say lifeboat. But Life of Brian, I'm going to allow it, but I think it's Monty Python's Life of Brian, I think. But
oh, you might be. Oh, sure. You want to discount it.
No, I don't. This is fun that it's back at Michael again.
Solitary.
Yeah, you got your solitary.
Man on
you got what you asked
fire
for.
Proof of Life of Brian's song.
Yes.
Obviously.
That, of course, okay. Is a TV movie, so it doesn't count, but...
Oh, bam!
Go ahead.
I'm going to go off of Song of the South.
Song of the South, yes. That's a racist movie, so it doesn't count.
Solitary man on fire, proof of Life of Brian, Song of the South Pacific.
Yes. That's a movie, just like what was the one you said earlier, Nikki? Brigadoon?
We've actually mentioned a lot of movies tonight, Doug.
No, she mentioned a musical earlier and was like, is that a movie? Okay, so we're Pacific. Do you got anything for Pacific?
Or just ick.
Ick.
Oh, boy. Pacific. Yeah, no.
Either way, we're going to have ourselves a winner.
Right? Pacific Blue.
Pacific. Starring Judd Nelson and Ally Sheedy.
Right?
No.
Yeah?
No.
No, it's not
Judd
Nelson.
Blue, something else. Pacific fictional victory. V is for victory. That's a pretty good tough one. Anything?
Pacific B9 Berliner.
All right, Michael Ian Black is our winner. He did it. He didn't win anything too fancy. Just he gets to go. He gets to what? Pacific Heights. Nice. The Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Psycho landlord movie. Landlord from hell. Everything was from hell back then, and he was the landlord from hell to Melanie Griffith and Matthew Modine.
Yes.
Very exciting. Okay, so let's play. Before we play the Leonard Maugham game, let's see your name tags, New York City. Oh, let's NYC that shit. A lot of crazy ones. There's some cupcakes and a beach ball and a Game of Thrones and Steph has a pillow, of course, that I mentioned earlier.
There's a Life of Brian poster back there just mocking me.
That's funny. Apropos. Got a box of Lucky Charms out there and some the Lonnies instead of the Goonies. And guests, go out and pick out the name tag you want to play for. Take it from them and bring it back to your seat. And then we'll play an exciting game of Leonard Maltin for the people that... Oh, don't pay attention up top, somebody yelled out. There's an angry top up there. Oh, there's a big sign back there. I can't make out what it is, but it looks pretty cool. We got some good ones out there, you guys. We got Cartman from South Park. Is that your name in real life, Cartman?
This.
And we got the Brian King instead of Lion King. That's clever. Jessica Park, is that it? Instead of Jurassic Park? Oh, no. Jason really hit pay dirt with
Whoa.
His. Oh, Lord. That is a complicated Ooh. Name tag.
You should cupcakes. Describe what you've got there.
Let's see what you got. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Guys, it's cupcakes.
Yeah.
What does it say, though? They have melted in a way that is disgusting. Yeah. They look like balls.
It said something the barbarian.
Connor the barbarian. Those guys actually randomly were screaming at me because they worked on a pilot that I worked on years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I chose them for that reason because
of
Connor. Loyalty.
All right, we'll put it down here. Connor and his amazing balls.
Was I supposed to give him something?
His amazing sweaty balls. No, you're good.
No, I'm
have
good,
a seat. And then Nikki picked the Steph pillow.
Yeah. A lot of work went into this. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I think she wrote a shithead on there, too, maybe. Dave, you've got... looks
Monica.
Like a...
Also, I should point out, this is the Hello Kitty version of me. I'm not even kidding. Someone... Did you do this originally? You did it originally.
So
you found it on the internet. No, but
so
seriously...
So Monica. She sucked up to you, and it worked.
Yeah, yeah.
She made your
well,
image.
I don't know. It's between her and the gourd guy. Just kidding. No. There was a guy with a gourd.
Is that something?
I'm having a nice time.
Isn't there always a guy with a gourd? Oh, shit. The guy with the gourd is here.
Oh, God.
God
gourd
damn it.
Guy.
Try to throw a normal party for once. And Michael, who do you have?
I went for the guy who was pandering specifically to me, named Trevor, with a shout out to my podcast, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. This is Trevor Loves Snacks and Movies. And he spent about 3 seconds on this.
It's very, very nicely crafted. And congratulations.
This poor woman made a handmade pillow with beautiful, I don't even know what you call that.
Stitching.
That's a really nice
piping.
Pillow.
Can
really
we call
nice.
That piping?
Yeah. There's no piping on Trevor's piece of shit piece of cardboard.
I smell urine.
he got the piece of cardboard from a homeless person who was using it as a bathrobe.
Who ironically had written all of those words on it.
His name was Trevor and he loved snacks.
All right, Michael won the lead up, the build the title, so he gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. I'll give you three category titles, Michael, and you can choose one. And first person to 2 points is going to win tonight. At Catherine Elspeth suggested Fuck Sting, which is movies that feature police. It's a twist on the Fuck the Police category we did that featured movies with Sting. This is movies that have police in them. Or at Whackball suggested Breaking Bond, which is movies that have someone who played James Bond in them, but he's not playing James Bond.
Fuck Sting.
What's that?
Fuck Sting is what I want to go with.
You get a third one, though.
Oh, I thought there were only two.
King of Pancakes category. He couldn't be here tonight. He traded his ticket with somebody. Who came in King of Pancakes' place?
I did.
Yay, good for you. I like to see that happen. King of Pancakes category, 10 years to this very day. It's the number one movie 10 years ago at the box office. So do you still want to go with the police movies?
And what year is this now?
This is 2012, I know, because I walked through Times Square the other day.
Okay.
And it is clearly labeled.
So what year would 10 years ago have been?
2002.
Got it. I will go with Fuck Sting.
Just because you wanted to say it out loud. These movies feature police. You get a movie from either 1984 or 2001.
2001.
That has police in it. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2 stars. He says that this movie features an Oscar-winning performance, but that the story, it starts off strongly, then gets dumber and dumber. And he lists 12 names. How many names do you think you get it in?
And I've got how many? 12?
12. Or you can go to 0.
Yeah.
Or you can go into negative names if you're really confident.
I feel pretty confident.
All right. And we're going to go to Dave after you.
Okay. 11.
11. 11 names, says Poker Face. How many names do you think you can get it in, Dave?
I'll say 3.
That's a... huge jump, Nikki.
Name that movie.
She says name it. Here's your three names. They are Nick Chinland.
Oh, the great Nick Chinland.
Eva Mendes and Macy Gray. Singer Macy Gray is in the mix somehow. And some people in the audience know it from 2001. What's your guess, Dave?
16 blocks. 15 blocks. 14 blocks.
You can guess any number of blocks.
And you, but you know the movie I'm talking about.
I do. It was with Bruce Willis and Mos Def. But this is a movie with Denzel Washington, Ethan Hawke, and it's called Training Day.
I was going to fucking guess Training Day. God, I hate myself.
Training Day.
Were you really?
So, yeah.
So Nikki gets the point, everybody.
Yeah.
But Training Day is so good. I was like, how could he not like Training Day?
So few stars.
It's amazing.
I know. He only gave it two.
Leonard.
Yeah, he'll throw you off with his opinions. So that means that Nikki got the point, and she made Dave guess it. So we'll start with Jason and then go towards Nikki. And Jason, you get to pick a category. Would you like... Top Billed, suggested by Fragrant Bleach. Top Billed is a title from tonight's Build a Title game. So it's a movie that came up already this evening during Build a Title. Or would you like Windy City Heat? That's movies with either Windy City or Heat in the title. Or I Bet You Don't Know the Full Title. That's a movie where, even if you get it right, I bet you won't know the full title. I don't know why anyone would pick it with that kind of hurdle to surmount that I've decided you won't name it correctly.
Doug, I'm going to choose I Bet You Won't Know the Full Title.
Wow. That's a bold and exciting choice.
That's why I chose it.
Jason. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie that I'm pretty sure no one knows the full title. He calls
now,
this
movie... Now, Fiona Apple records don't count, right?
It's right here.
The idler wheel becomes the loosest when you don't use the lug nut to make sure that it's tight and can drive safely on the open highway and death. All right, 2005, 3 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie an imaginative adaptation of a book. And he also says that this movie has a great opening title sequence that sets the tone for the film. Terrible clues, as always. And Leonard only lists 6 people that were involved in the performance part of this motion picture from 2005 with a title I don't think you know. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jason?
Manzoukas.
3.
From How Did This Get Made? Yeah. Got to get a mention of that in there.
Yeah.
He says 3, Nikki.
Yeah, I'm going to make him name that movie.
Oh,
that
my God. Nikki has came to... She has come to take this shit down fast.
Bold moves.
She is here to end this.
You can't name it.
I think he might be able to, but probably not. Like I said, when I set this up.
I have a good feeling you.
Yeah, you set your own bed. Now get trapped in it.
Is that a phrase?
No.
Is that a common phrase?
No, it isn't.
You set your own bed, now get trapped in it.
Now get trapped in it. Like a bear.
Well, you know what's up. You've set your own bed, now get trapped in it.
You made the sheets too tight. Now your feet aren't going to be able to move freely from side to side.
I only have myself to blame. I set my own bed. How could I not have gotten trapped in it?
You threw all those leaves over your bed, and now you've been trapped in it. And your 3 names are Frank Oz, Tim Robbins, and Kristen Stewart. Yes, the Kristen Stewart was in this movie that I don't think anyone knows the proper name of. And somebody thinks they have it in the audience. Do you have a guess, Jason?
Frank Oz is in the movie. Oh, is
Death at a Funeral? That's a Frank Oz movie. That's what I'm going on.
He directed it.
Oh, so he's in
it. And it had
movie.
A lot of people in it.
Sorry. He's an actor in this
Let
movie.
Let me help you out, because it's not going to help you out.
Okay.
He's a voice.
Got it.
He gets last billed because he's just a voice.
Got it.
And
got
then...
Got it. 2005. Adaptation
on
of
on
a
camera
book.
Are Tim Robbins and Kristen Stewart, and people in the audience are muttering. They're being driven crazy.
K-Stew, Tim Robbins,
T-Rob,
K-Stew, T-Rob,
along with
K-Stew,
Franco,
the Ozinator. The movie is
called
Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood. It's based on a book, Girl's Guide to Camping and Fishing. Right? The Secret. All of mine are Oprah books, by the way.
It's called... Say it with me if you know it. Zathura. Oh. What? One person. It's called Zathura, A Space Adventure is the proper title of that movie. Congratulations to one person in the audience and to Nikki Glaser for taking it down.
Yeah.
In two rounds. Very impressive.
Zathura, Few Good Men. If it didn't have that
such
one.
A show off. It's
all
like
right,
you're up there
one.
Accepting the gold medal and then you go, but also
guys,
I'm better because of this.
We're developing Zathura. We gotta get it out in theaters. How are people gonna know what it's about? I don't know.
Maybe let's we should call it a space adventure.
Space adventure.
I never remembered seeing that on the on anything. And I like that movie.
Let's call it a space odyssey. Hang on, that sounds familiar.
Dax Shepard's really good in it. So,
Dax Shepard was in 2001 A Space Odyssey?
He was in Space Zathura, a 2001 adventure. And
what are you doing?
Did she
Dax?
Write? Did the name tag get a shithead on the back? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The cupcakes can't possibly have a shithead on the back. So,
Connor, is there a shithead?
They do? Oh, my God. How
the
can we look at it? It's written on these? On the side? I don't know what you're...
On the side of the box?
What?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's here.
Let's look at it. That's... Wow, that is complicated. Wait, there's more than one name, or...
Assistant director.
No, don't say it out loud,
sorry.
Nikki.
Ever?
All right. I think I know what it says. No. I'm good, I think. I don't know why they're calling him a shithead, but... I'll write it down.
Please don't scream "eat it" at us on stage, guys. Let's all, we've been cool tonight.
Please don't yell that at us.
Guess what we don't need? Someone screaming "eat it."
You're gonna give him an asthma attack. and he doesn't have his inhaler anymore. Oh, because God. It's going to Steph. Where, there you are. Congratulations to Steph. I get the pillow.
Yeah, you do. You'll make me one? Thank
I get
you.
The pillow. So what? Wait. Oh, so the Dave's. Does it have a shithead on the back?
Yes.
Oh wow! You guys came so prepared. Thank you so much, New York, for being ready for this. I don't know about these shitheads though. I feel uncomfortable saying these names. But okay, I could say that one. Is that even a real person? Trevor? Where's Trevor? Is that like just a friend of yours? Okay. So, sounds like an actress, but it's not, I guess. And I don't have to read...
you mean his good friend,
I don't
Kristen
have to read
Stewart?
Steph's. one more time, you guys, for all of my guests. Jason Mantzoukas, Nikki Glaser, Dave Hill, and Michael Ian Black. Do you guys have anything coming up? The League is coming back when, Jason?
The League will come back in the fall.
League returns.
How did this get made, the podcast?
Yeah, how did this get made with Paul Scheer and June Diane Raphael? Very funny podcast. And Nikki...
My podcast, You Had to Be There, with Sarah Schaefer. And then our show will be on in January, the Nikki and Sarah Show on MTV.
MTV next
Catch
year.
It.
Dave Hill's book, Tasteful Nudes. What else? You out on the road or
Dave Hill's shows? Podcasting incident? My podcast, as hinted at in the title. July 14th in Austin.
Oh, nice.
I'm at Book People, and then July 28th in Portland, Curious Comedy Theater, which is great.
It sounds like it might be for children, so you might have to clean it up a little for that, for the Curious Comedy Theater. And
the show's at 9 a.m.
Michael Ian Black's America, You Sexy Bitch, co-authored by Meghan McCain. And what else you got going on?
Who gives a shit? You
know, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks on the Nerdist Network. I'll be doing Doug Lowe's Movies at the Palace Station in Vegas this Sunday, July 8th at 8:30. Stand up in Salt Lake City on July 15th with David Huntsberger. Stand up and Doug Lowe's Movies at Hyenas in Dallas on July 22. And in Portland, Oregon, I'm going to do stand up with Graham Elwood at Helium on July 25th. And thank you to everyone that came out to the Gramercy Theater. We'll see you in August. And as always, Brendan Walsh is a shithead. Kevin Pollak is a shithead. And finally, someone I don't know, Olivia Fox, is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.